Hello and welcome to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. I'm your host, Vonette Wright. Today's topic is estrangement. Now, I know you're probably thinking, relationship, estranged from a spouse, estranged from a boyfriend or girlfriend. No, but just listen. You know, it's an age-old story. We bring our children into the world or into our home. We raise them, love them, pour our lives into them. Then they break our heart. If the harsh criticism, broken promises, and trampled boundaries came from any other adult, we'd probably cancel those relationships for good. But when it's your child treating you with contempt, quitting really isn't an option. You've got decades of your life invested into this person, plus a vast store of love that motivates you to keep trying. Still, dealing with a disrespectful adult child can be one of the most confusing, infuriating, humiliating, and heartbreaking challenges you'll face as a parent and as a person. See, if you are estranged from your adult child, if your child has cut you out of his or her life, whether for a long or short time, it's a gut-wrenching experience. When your child cuts you out of his or her life, it provokes deep feelings of shame, guilt, bewilderment, and hurt, all of which can easily turn into anger. And on top of that, it can also arouse people's worst suspicions. You know what I'm talking about. When people get to talking, oh, surely they must be terrible parents for their daughter or their son to cut them out of their life like that. You know what I'm talking about. And this leaves you feeling judged, especially by friends and family. See, everyone sees what's in front of the curtain, but very, very few know what's behind that curtain. Sometimes, of course, there are circumstances in which cutting off from a parent is the only viable option for an adult child. Let's say, for instance, in the case of past or present physical, emotional, or sexual abuse from a parent. But here's the reality. It was not your choice to sever that relationship. Although you may have contributed to some of the tension between you and your adult children, you are not responsible for your child's choice to cut you off. See, many adult children struggle with their parents or money issues or whatever, but not all of them cut ties with their parents. So I guess you're asking, why do some cut off others and go through the similar struggles, but they manage to stay connected? Well, here's something that I've learned. Why do some kids distance themselves? You know, that's a good question. And I guess it's probably the $64 million question. See, we as humans manage stress in pretty predictable ways. I know you're probably thinking, no, we manage stress differently. No, it's pretty predictable. See, we have a fight or flight response, just like any other species. And some people are more prone to distancing, which is the flight, when emotional intensity gets high. See, parents begin to feel powerless when no contact is possible, and when they can't negotiate or even talk with their child. You ask the question, should you contact your child or should you not? How long should you try? What should you say? What should you do? When is the perfect time? See, the major reason that adult children abandon their parents is the interference and that of relationships by third parties. Yes, these third parties can be a parent that was divorced from another. It could be a spouse if they're married, or maybe even a religious preference or joining a religious organization. See, children often hurt parents in order to express their independence. And while it's common to pin these reasons for estrangement on everything from money issues to personality conflicts to divorce or difficulty in family dynamics, many, many times though, estranged parents are gonna be left in the dark trying to figure out what went wrong. And when you're in the dark, the easiest thing to do is to blame yourself and to believe that you failed as a parent. See, sometimes we want to think that only the bad parents, you know, this happens to. No, 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 no. It's the very good ones as well. And more often than it being a bad parent. So what do you do when your child breaks your heart and become estranged? What's a brokenhearted parent to do? How do we respond? Where do we go from the point of our beloved children rends our beating organ, our heart, from our chest? I tell you what, we're going to discuss that. I believe in being upfront and honest. See, I've been in this situation a few times, and each time I learned from it as I sought the Lord through prayer and scripture. So I have a few suggestions, tips, or whatever you want to call them, to kind of navigate you when your estranged child, adult child, cuts you off. We're going to be back and we're going to go over those techniques.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the sjslawfirm.com.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Welcome back to The Hand That You've Been Dealt, and we're talking about when your adult children become estranged. When we left for break, we were going to discuss 6 techniques for how to handle when your estranged children decide to cut their parents off. So we're going to start with 1, get support. You know, being cut off by your child with no ability to even understand, communicate, and resolve things is difficult enough. That's why being connected to others who love and understand you is particularly important. And in addition to reaching out to friends and family, maybe consider joining a support group. And if you're able and you have that resources or the options, you know, maybe find a counselor or a therapist. But just an FYI and a word of caution, when you're getting support, make sure that that person or persons are non-judgmental, non-biased, open-minded, and willing to listen and hear what you're saying, not overly giving opinions. Because at this point, you're just needing probably someone to just hear both sides. And if you're lucky enough to have someone that is probably have a good communication and a relationship with your child that you're estranged from and a relationship with you, and then that fosters a way that both of you can communicate and they can hear both sides. So having support is always a good thing. 2, don't cut off in response. I know that sounds a little strange. See, you're not the one cutting ties. Your child is or has. So don't cut off your child in response. Continue to reach out to him or her, letting them know that you love them, that you want to mend whatever has broken. Always send a birthday and a holiday message, as well as an occasional brief note or email. You know, text is always the best thing. Simply say that you're thinking about him or her and hope to have the opportunity to reconnect. Send your warmth, your love, and your compassion as you get on with your life. 3, don't feed the anger. See, it's understandable to feel angry. And in their attempt to be supportive, friends and family may fuel your feelings of betrayal, inadvertently increasing your anger. See, anger is a natural response, but it's not helpful. So step back, try to understand what led to this estrangement. What patterns were operating in your family dynamics? See, if you can look at your family from a more factual vantage point, it may feel less personal. See, no one is to blame. Now, if the door opens, and it will, you will be in a much better position to reconcile. See, sometimes we have to take a step back to look at what maybe the dynamics are. Is there any history? You know, because we have to remember our children are made up of two DNAs, you and their father. And you have to remember, they are of us. They come out of us, but they are not us. Okay. Number four, listen to your child without defending yourself. Now that's a heavy hitter right there. See, if and when the door opens, and I always say when the door opens with your child, listen with an open heart. Listen to him or her perception of what wrongs took place. Even if you disagree with them, look for that minute grain of truth and be willing to look at yourself. It's hard to hear these criticisms, especially if your intentions were misunderstood. So prepare yourself to handle this. See, your adult child may need to hold on to blame as a way to manage their own anxiety. And just letting them know that you hear will go a long, long way. Keep in mind that he or she too had to be in a tremendous amount of pain to reach the point of shutting you out. So try to empathize with their pain rather than getting caught up in the hurt and anger. See, it's like the old saying goes, hurt people, okay. Number five, focus on yourself and not your child. See, again, we're talking about adult children, not minor children, not a 5, 10, 15, 7-year-old. We're talking about anybody 21, 25, even 30, 35, or maybe even older. Focus on yourself. See, if you do begin communicating again, and I always say when you begin to communicate again, see, you're going to be in a position to learn from mistakes of the past and work toward an improved relationship. So put your efforts into changing yourself, not your child. Let go of your resentment regarding the estrangement. Got to let that go. And understand his or her need to flee. And then here's the biggest thing. Forgive them. Now, number six, my biggest one, set boundaries. You have to keep a perspective and keep things in a compartmentalized situation in an area. You've got to set boundaries. You don't allow disrespect, but you do not allow someone to take advantage of you or say that things are mean or nasty or derogatory things to you. So basically, set your boundaries, but always be open and have a kind and heart and willing to listen and understand what they're saying. Now, here's something, and this is just a commentary with this. Understanding and hope. See, get to know the adult children you have, not the child that you think he or she should have been. Allow them to get to know you. See, if your child still has made no contact, grieve the loss because it is a loss and know that there's always hope. See, try to manage your anxiety and do the right thing by staying in touch with them in a non-intrusive way, occasionally and lovingly, and things will change. See, rather than blame yourself or your child for this pain, use your energy to learn about yourself and your own family history and patterns in other relationships. Look for other patterns of cutting off and family trees. You know, this didn't happen overnight and it's just not something that's new and improved. Is there a history? It may not be within your family because like I said earlier, your children are made up of two DNAs. So is there a history of that in maybe your spouse's family, cutting people off? See, remember that shutting a person out is a response to anxiety and a family that is overly entangled with one another. See, your actions or lack of actions didn't cause this. Cutting off is a way people manage anxiety when they don't know a better way. I'm going to say that again. Cutting off is a way people manage anxiety when they don't know a better way. See, the love and caring is there, and the ability to solve differences is not. See, you didn't make your child turn away. No, that was his or her decision. And it may have been a poor one, but it was the best he or she could do at that time. So try to get your focus off of them at least 50% of your day, which will make a tremendous difference. And I'll say this to you, your pain is real. Be compassionate of it, but don't allow it to define or overwhelm you. And put the focus on what you have control of, and that's your own life. See, I usually have a couple of quotes. Today, I really don't, because like I said, it's a strange thing to be estranged from anyone, but estranged from a son or a daughter is really, really, really something challenging to behold. So I'll leave you with the one scripture that I say is the driving force in my life, and that's Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. This is Vonette Wright, and this is the hand that you've been dealt. As always, Fridays at 4 p.m. So I want you to be kind to yourself and kind to someone else.